guys, welcome back into the Stochastic YouTube channel. My name is Jeff Ulrich, and in this video, we're going to be bringing you a little bit of No House Advantage Sunday Night Football for Week 12 of the NFL season. We got the Green Bay Packers visiting the Philadelphia Eagles. The spread has been kicking around 6.5 points pretty much all week. It's been one of the games where really haven't seen that much movement here. Finally, two quarterbacks that are actually healthy. Should be a pretty good game this Sunday as well. And you haven't checked out No House Advantage, I really recommend that you do that. A couple different ways to play. In this video, we're going to be talking about the Pick'em contest. That's where creating prop-based style DFS lineups. We're going to pick about 7 to 10 props for each contest, assign them different values from 10 down to 1, put them in a big contest against other players, play for big prizes. And this Sunday night, they have a 15K guaranteed, 5K to first prize contest, I should say, up on No House Advantage. There's been overlay on a lot of these contests as well, guys. So definitely worth checking out there. And if you're new to No House Advantage, use promo code Stochastic to sign up. You get a $50 match deposit bonus on the site when you do that. So lots of great stuff going on over at No House Advantage as well. You know, they do have the versus the house contest. That's where you're creating your own parlay style tickets. In this video, though, we're just going to touch on the Pick'em contest. And again, new to the site, it's promo code Stochastic, $50 match deposit bonus right off the top. Overlay, I already went over that. Free projections, guys, for No House Advantage over on Stochastic.com, too. Always got to check that out after you're done watching this video. Again, they're free, they're projections. We even have optimal lineups up there for the Pick'em contest. So lots going on over on Stochastic.com as well. Smash the like button if you could, guys. Subscribe to the Stochastic YouTube channel. Now let's dive into this right now. We got four picks coming up for you. I'm talking about four players from this game. We're going to start by going to the Green Bay Packers side. I think it's going to be a very run-heavy game. Both offenses, really, really solid rush offense we got here. Both teams just want to run the ball. They'd be happy passing the ball 20 to 25 times. Obviously, the Eagles also have a rushing quarterback, but the Packers want to run the ball too. When they were successful against Dallas, that's what they did. And I think that's going to lead. I think they're going to be successful because the Eagles' rush defense has not been good of late. So I think that's going to lead to an under on Aaron Rodgers' passing totals. 232.5 is his passing yardage prop up on No House Advantage for this contest. I think we got to take the under here. It's not a huge total, but again, like, look who we're going up against. The Philadelphia Eagles have great corners on the outside. They don't allow many big plays anyways in terms of yards per play, yards per pass attempt. Eagles, one of the top teams in the league. But rush DVOA, rush defense, this has actually turned into a bottom 10 team. They're 7th in rush DVOA right now. So I think Rodgers, Packers, going to run the ball a lot. They're not going to throw too much. I think Rodgers just in a tough matchup too. 232.5, we're going to go under here. Trust the projections on this one too. Let's correlate our plays. Let's go to the running backs now of Green Bay. And I think realistically, you could perhaps look to take overs on both A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. But when we're looking at their pure props on No House Advantage, A.J. Dillon at 32.5, I like that one going over a little bit better. I know A.J. Dillon had that bad game, you know, last week. He didn't touch the ball much. But the week before that, it was a close game against the NFC East opponent. And A.J. Dillon got 13 touches for over 60 yards. A.J. Dillon at 32.5 yards. If this game is close, he's probably going to end up with 10 carries, 10 plus carries. And I think that's enough to push him over. We have this projected as a strong overplay as well. Dillon projected for over 37 yards on Stochastic. So A.J. Dillon in a good spot to rebound here. He's not an explosive running back, but he's going to get those early down carries, probably 10 plus here. Let's go A.J. Dillon, 32.5 rushing yards over for our second prop. Again, correlates really nicely with the Aaron Rodgers under. Okay, let's move to the receivers for Green Bay now. Again, like, you know, Randall Cobb is out there, Christian Watson emerging, Tonyan's healthy, Alan Lazard is also out there, but there's a lot of mouths to feed all of a sudden. And this is not a team in Green Bay that passes a lot. 59.5 yards for Alan Lazard. Let's go under that. That's a big prop. Alan Lazard really hasn't covered this much this season to begin with. This is not a player who's shown up with over 100 yards a lot. Yeah, he could catch that 60-yard bomb from Aaron Rodgers, but it's going up against a tough secondary. Now he's got Christian Watson taking more downfield targets. Like I said, Randall Cobb going to command at least a couple targets. The running backs, everything just works against Lazard here. We have this projected as a solid under as well, 59.5 yards. Really big prop there for Alan Lazard, and it correlates so nicely taking the under with our under on Rodgers and our over on A.J. Dillon. So we're going to go 3 Green Bay heavy to start off here and end with the under on Alan Lazard, 59.5 receiving yards. I like that one quite a bit, I'm not going to lie. That's one you put high up in your lineups. All right, let's go over to the Eagles side of the ball. And, you know, I mean, again, you could also look to take some overs on the rushing totals for the Eagles as well. Miles Sanders is interesting. He does have an 80.5 rushing prop. That's really big. I'm bullish on Miles Sanders for this game, but it's not necessarily the optimal play to go over there. I think that a player where you feel a little bit safer going over is Devonta Smith. He's got a 60.5 receiving total. He went over this in his last game. Smith has been a little bit up and down, but it's kind of like when he's involved and the Eagles are needing to use a little bit more, just go to the pass a little bit more. Devonta Smith is still very good at getting open downfield. He's perhaps even better than A.J. Brown at getting open and getting separation in that regard. So Devonta Smith, I think, in a spot where, you know, when they do drop back, I think Smith, you know, with all the attention that, you know, Jaire Alexander and the rest of the Green Bay secondary is going to be giving to A.J. Brown, I think Devonta Smith is in a spot again where he's going to be able to get wide open. And when we look at this prop, it's not like a huge one that we have a huge lean on either way, but I do lean over here. I think Smith is probably going to be the guy that Hurts ends up looking to the most here just for those downfield passes. Again, no Dallas Goedert in the lineup. More targets down there out there for Smith, just perhaps even just some short gainers as well. So Devonta Smith, a player I'm kind of bullish on for this game. Again, you could definitely look to take some overs on the rushers for Philly, but again, those props are really big. So I think Devonta Smith at 60.5 going over there makes a lot of sense. All right, let's do a quick recap here, guys. Again, we're talking the pick'em contest here. So we got Aaron Rodgers under 232.5 passing yards. We got AJ Dillon over 32.5 rush yards, and we got Alan Lazard under 59.5 receiving yards. I like the way these ones correlate as well. I think I'd probably put Lazard up as the highest spot of those Green Bay props, but all of them make a lot of sense. Then Devonta Smith over 60.5 receiving yards. Like the spot for him. Again, you know, the Eagles players have pretty big props across the board. So you'll be looking to sprinkle a couple unders in maybe on Hurts, but I think Smith is the one wide receiver you're going to see get free tonight. All right, that's pretty much it for this video, guys. Check out Stochastic.com. They got the free projections for an OS advantage after you're done. Promo code Stochastic gets you a $50 match deposit bonus up on No House Advantage if you're new to the site. So remember that. And I mean, most importantly, guys, have yourselves a great Sunday Night Football. My name is Jeff Ulrich. We'll talk to you again soon.